Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour on Motown Memories, we're featuring all number one songs released from 1973 through 1975. This half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, and Eddie Kendricks. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
I lived in a place called the inner city. Getting ahead was strictly a no-no, cause nobody cares what happens to the folks that live in the ghetto.
Thousands of lives wasting away, people living from day to day. It's a challenge just staying alive, cause in the ghetto,
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Touch me in the morning, then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow, but we
Motown Memory from Diana Ross, number one song on the U.S. Billboard Pop Charts, and number one on the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1973, Touch Me in the Morning. Before that, number one on both charts, also from 73, from Stevie Wonder, You Are the Sunshine of My Life. And we start off with The Temptations and Masterpiece, number one Rhythm and Blues, also from 1973. You found the home of Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring this hour great number one songs in order from 1973 and 1974. Well, coming up, another song from 73, this time number one from Marvin Gaye. Well, there was certainly not much room for doubt or interpretation as to what Marvin was singing about coming up in Let's Get It On. He had moved from singing about war, the ghetto, and the environment to an erotic, sensual celebration of sex. His fans responded by giving him his second number one single. His first was I Heard Through the Grapevine. During his tenure at Motown, Marvin Gaye had 34 chart singles on his own, and he had 15 more in duets with four different Motown female artists over an 11-year period. With Mary Wells, he had a double-sided hit in 1964, and his last song he had as a duet was with Diana Ross in 1973 and 1974. Well, here is Marvin, and let's get it on right here on Motown Memories.
I've been really trying. sugar, since we got to be here, let's live. I love you.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Thank you. Back.
great song by Eddie Kendricks, reaching number one on the U.S. Billboard pop charts and rhythm and blues charts from 1973, Keep on Truckin' Part 1. Before that, we heard from Stevie once again with Higher Ground, number one on both charts. And we started with Marvin's number one on both charts, Let's Get It On, both from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Allen. We continue to feature number one songs on the Motown record label, and we're still in the year 1973 for one more song, yet again from Stevie, Living in the City. Well, Living in the City is a great single taken from the Intervisions album that Stevie released in 1973. It reached number 8 on the Billboard pop charts and number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts. And the record is known for being driven by a slow bass synth groove provided at that time by an enormous Tonto modular synthesizer, and it managed to exude a certain amount of tension, an appropriate soundscape for the angry social commentary of the song. Well, Rolling Stone magazine ranked the song 104 of their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Well, of course, the song begins with Stevie describing the life of a boy in hard-time Mississippi. His family was poor, but his parents work hard and encourage him, in spite of the dreadful conditions they live in, which include lack of food and money and racism. Well, as the track progresses, the tension and anger build in Wonder's voice, matching the growing frustrations of the subjects of the song. Well, here is Stevie Wonder right here on Motown Memories.
A boy's born in hard-time Mississippi, surrounded by for one that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar.
That brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured all number one songs in order on the Motown record label from 1973 and one song from 1974. Well, coming up in the next half hour, we'll stay with 1974 for the balance of the half hour, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.